This podcast is part of the Frederick Podcast Network. Learn more at listenfrederick.com.
Beers in the Lot is partnered with the Hockey Podcast Network.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Beers in the Lot. Before we get going, let me just remind you about our shop at beersinthelot.com/shop. That's where you can get the t-shirts and other merchandise with Beers in the Lot logos on it. Also, check out beersinthelot.com for anything else you might be curious about this podcast. And be sure to join the Discord at beersinthelot.com/discord. So here we are with episode 193. Hope you all enjoyed the little bonus episode that Riggs and John did last week for the little playoff preview. But for this episode, Riggs and Daniel and I talked about the events of Old Fat Bald Guys on Sunday night and a possible new pregame ritual for the OFBG Kings. We also talked a lot about the playoffs. We talked about the Battle of Florida. We talked about Boston and Toronto, New York Islanders and Canes, Caps and Rangers. I think we made mention of 6 out of the 8 series, something like that. So let's get to it and crack the beers. Got 3 good cracks tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are you drinking tonight, Daniel?
From my travels up north, I am drinking Crusher by The Alchemist.
Oh,
it was one of the beers I got at the end of the tour. After you go on the tour of the brewery, they come out. They bring like 4 different styles that they have. They don't have a ton of different styles. They're not like overly saturated with different styles, and which makes all the shit that they have really good. Yeah. And then they're like, all right, you get a free can, like with your tour, what do you want to pick? And they give you one.
Hell so, yeah.
Yep. Good.
It's cool.
Free beer. I mean, not free, but you know, they give you one.
You pay for the tour. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you got tonight, Riggs?
I have another Trogues Graffiti Highway.
I love that beer. Actually.
Trogues.
It is very good. It might be one of my favorite beers of all time.
Oh,
maybe.
Are we switching house beers?
Yeah, it's hard, right? Because, you know, there's no more Flying Dog in Frederick. Mm-hmm. So it was Zombie Dust. It might be Graffiti Highway if Trogues makes it year round. We'll see.
Mm. So, yeah, availability is key too.
That's
can't
the thing.
A house beer you can't find.
I think this is seasonal for them now, so I'm not sure, but we'll find out. More to come.
Keep an eye out. Yeah.
You could be like Aaron and, you know, just get a ton of cases of it and just
store just
it
buy
in your
a pallet of it
and drink 8-month-old beer year round.
What does Aaron have tonight?
I have from Sam Adams a cold snap. It was actually kind of cold on Sunday. That's why I decided to
drink. That's a good beer,
too.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's probably one of my favorites by Sam Adams.
I like it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a white ale. Good.
It's really good on tap.
Can't complain.
I actually saw the bottle, and I was sure. That kind of looks like a cold snap bottle.
You were right.
What do I win?
Yeah, it was a little chilly, honestly. Nothing.
You win the beer you have.
But yeah, Sunday night, man, it was like cold. Like I wore a jacket. It was kind of funny. One of the guys in the lot, he looked at me as I was leaving and he said, "Aaron, I thought we were going to be no jacket buddies." And I was like, "Dude, what's wrong with you? It's cold out." I'm normally the one with no jacket on.
I'm not cold.
Yeah. I'm not cold, but no, it was cold on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm tired of the cold weather. Like it's spring. Like come on.
Yeah, come on.
I'm done. I'm done with
the week
cold
before.
Weather.
Exactly. We came to the rink in shorts and flip flops the week before. Like that's what I want from now until like December.
Well, now that being said, though, whatever. The past 2 days have been absolutely beautiful.
Today was great.
Yeah, they have been.
It was awesome.
Today was awesome.
Yeah, I'm done with being cold in the lot after games. I'm ready to go out and
shorts and flip flops and be comfy. It's that time. It's that time. This is the spring season of old fat bald guys, in fact. So like, we're not supposed to be wearing like pants and shoes. Full on, I'm not wearing shoes.
We gotta snap the cold.
I cannot stand wearing socks. I hate socks.
mm-hmm.
So
I reach.
I want no socks weather.
Yeah. That's my kind of weather. It was a good night of games though for old fat bald guys. Briggs had himself a little night. Saw on the score sheet.
I had a first
couple
period.
Goals and an apple.
I had a first period. Right, and then I got tired. I couldn't do anything else after that.
But no, I saw your guy checked it on Live Barn too, as I do, you know. So doing the stats, I check him on Live Barn. You played well. I give yourself some credit. I thought you played well.
Yeah.
Plays looked good.
I was the assist I was most proud of. That was,
yeah, it was solid.
That pass, yeah. Like I don't like to, you know, whatever, but like that pass was,
you don't like to toot your own horn.
That was sick.
You can toot your horn on passes, I say. Like, yeah. Goals, like let other people talk about your goals. But
the goals,
passes, both goal, feel good about passes.
Dude, both goals, I was a pigeon. I was just picking up the trash. Like, whatever. Like, but
I need that, some of those.
Still went in.
But that pass was sick. Like, that was
on point. Yeah. And Daniel, I got put on a line together for our game, and we had a couple of close games, actually. Your game was 8-7 or something, right?
Yeah, 8-7.
8-6, 8-7, something like that.
Ours was as close as it could get.
Ours was, it doesn't get any closer. Tied at 7 at the end of the game.
We got, well, yeah, tie games.
Yeah. We didn't want to do a shootout, though. We did overtime, and we're like, all right, we're not doing a shootout. We
just tie games.
Yep.
I think we got the winner like in the last minute or so. It was close.
Yeah.
So,
which is great. You know, like
that's
the,
what we
like
want.
Parody.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. This is good.
It's very good. Our game is fast.
Mm-hmm.
We were moving.
So again, I had a really good first period. The game was fast. I said it multiple times on the bench. Like, this is one of the fastest OFBG games I've ever played. Like,
ours felt the same way, honestly.
Yeah.
At great pace.
Yeah. Which,
at least in the first, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, like, because then, like, the second period, I was dying. Like, I'm.
That sounds familiar. Yeah, our game was good though. Like, we the tie game. I mean, we were leading, I think, most of the game, I think, and then dropped a 5-2 lead, I think. And then let him back in.
We were riding high. Should we tell them the story about the
oh, absolutely, we have to tell this. So Sunday was also John's birthday. So Daniel, being the great friend that he is, you know, decided he's going to stop and pick up something for John. And he picked
pick up
what you pick up for him?
I was looking for a twee. Okay.
Yeah, a twee. Yeah.
And
it's a good idea.
The local liquor store did not have twees. I guess they don't drink a lot of twees around these parts. And I see Bud Light. I was like, haha, that'd be funny. Look, it's got like some kind of juice in it. John likes fruity stuff. Like, he drinks like the strawberries or something like that. This will be great. This will be funny. It'll be fine.
How big was it? It was like a 20 ounce? 22?
It was.
I don't even know how big they are.
It was like a 24 ounce.
It was bigger than a pounder.
Yeah. It was like a 24 ounce.
It was a mortar. Yeah.
It was a mortar. Yeah.
It was a 24 ounce.
So
we. Like red on the can, it had like a splash looking juice kind of look. Yeah,
it was a Michelada, wasn't it?
It was a Clamato.
Oh, Clamato. Yeah.
And what is that, Aaron?
Which which we have come to find out, thanks to our vegetarian friend, is actually got clam juice in it.
Yeah, like, it's clam it juice clam and tomato juice.
Oh, it's God. Clam and tomato
yeah.
juice.
Yeah, yeah.
Daniel didn't realize this when he bought it.
But. A lot of people use that for like Bloody Marys and stuff. Like they'll get.
Yeah, that's like, what we said. We're like,
yeah, yeah.
So
this is a Bloody Mary mixed with a beer.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
So in beer league fashion, we pass it around the locker room. So almost, I believe almost everybody had some of the Clamato.
Well, what we tried to get, we told John, it was like, oh, it's your birthday. Yeah. You got to drink it. And he like took a one swig and was like, nope. Outright refused.
The worst taste in your mouth. So the aftertaste, it was so disgusting. I mean, clam juice and tomato juice. Like you can only imagine. I don't think one person took a sip and didn't reach immediately in the cooler for another beer. They're like, yeah, I got to get the taste out of my mouth
immediately. One guy on our team said that it starts with the aftertaste.
Yeah, you can smell it and just know that it's going to be a bad time. Although we were flying around in the first period.
We called it gold juice, and then we every time somebody scored, we were talking up that Clamato juice. That's what it was. Somebody said, if we win, then we're gonna have to have one of these before every game. Mm-hmm. And Goody said that. I think everybody that must have kicked in at some point. We realized, like, oh, we can't win this game.
We can't win this game.
So that's why we tied. We can't win.
We successfully failed.
This can't be a thing. Task failed successfully. Yeah. But that was fun, though.
So my failure actually turned out. Into a funny, it turned out funny good. Story. So.
Oh man, yep. yeah, come on.
What it's about. And speaking of blowing leads, though, we're recording on a Tuesday night, so actually we have the unique opportunity to talk about a game that happened on Monday night. The Canes and Islanders collapse, where the Canes gave up a 3-0 lead to the Islanders, and it was like 2 minutes or something like that in the third.
Other way around.
It was the other way.
Other way around.
It was the other way.
Islanders gave up.
Islanders gave up the lead. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Islanders had a 2-0 lead and blew it in the third.
Yeah.
But also, so the thing about that is the Islanders actually played really well in game one. Mm-hmm. I saw some stuff from some people that track the advanced stats or fancy stats or whatever you want to call them. But like they were winning a lot of the one-on-one battles and controlling a lot of the play on the wall and stuff. And, you know, they lost the game. So whatever. The Islanders in the second game did not play well at all. They got outshot attempted like 100-20 or something like that. So Carolina,
I'm actually looking at it now. 39-12. How did they get three goals on 12 shots?
So, I'm talking about shot attempts. So, the amount of time that the puck was on Carolina's stick was basically the whole game, the entire game. Mm,
yeah.
Right. And somehow, like the Islanders found three goals and they were up 3-0. And I was flipping back and forth because I was actually more interested in the Toronto Boston game. But, and so it's 3-0, and I was like, this is over. So I just watched the rest of Toronto Boston. And then I get up this morning and it's like, oh yeah, Carolina scored all these goals.
Whoopsie.
And they won the game. And I'm like, but I was like, okay, that actually makes sense because they had the puck the whole game.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, so anyway.
So it actually went the way that the stats were trending.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, it usually, you know, if you are out attempting a team, like you're going to end up in a good spot. You know, there are anomalies, right? Or you get goalied sometimes, mm-hmm. right? Like, right. Whatever. But
we've talked about it before. If you play a good game, you play the right way, you're going to win.
Yeah,
just, more often than you don't.
If you have the puck more than really the other team, like I was, It is Tuesday, so on Tuesdays usually I'm on the ice coaching. So after coaching, we were talking about LA, and then that led to Daryl Sutter. And one of the cup runs that, you know, when Daryl Sutter was with the Kings, he was at a press availability, and the topic of, you know, is playoff success more about defense or offense or whatever came up. And he simply said, and I'm going to paraphrase because I don't remember the exact quote, but he simply said, if you have the puck more than the other team, you're probably going to win. Right. And that's Daryl Sutter, old school, you know,
right.
You know, Western Canadian farmer dude, you know, saying that. And I tend to agree with that.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense. Like, it's a fundamental of the game. If you have the puck, the other team can't score. And exactly. If you have the puck, then you have a better chance to score. So keep it on your stick. You're going to win.
Exactly.
Makes sense. Simple. Like we say on the bench all the time, hockey, it's a simple game.
Oh, it's a simple game.
It really
game.
Is a simple
so
game.
Simple. Simple. So
it's
simple.
Not an easy game. It's a simple game, though.
So simple.
Any surprises so far? Anybody surprised by any of the turn, the results that we've seen? I mean, we're only a couple games in, but
No.
I mean, Boston stole one from Toronto, obviously. And
Steele, I don't know.
I think it's the other way around.
Steele, quote Toronto unquote. It's more like Toronto stole one today, I guess.
Yeah.
Or the other day. Yeah.
Yeah. I think enough. Last night. Yeah. I think last night, you know, Toronto's on the road, right? So, you know, they split on the road. That's the goal.
That's
right?
Good. Yeah.
You split on the road.
Yeah. That's good for
now.
Toronto.
You're playing with house money going home. Now
they can splash the pot.
A surprise from that. Well, yeah. A surprise from that series, though, is that second game was very physical.
Yeah. Like, that was a good game.
Like, you know, the Bruins are going to be physical, but like Toronto was very physical in that game. And I felt like, you know, we had talked about before Bertuzzi and Max Domi with Austin Matthews. Like, they have to find it in order for Toronto to be successful. Like, you know, Domi got a goal. They were both in Boston players' faces during play and after play. Like, I think that's how it's going to work for Toronto this time around, especially with that line, like to get that line going. And then Matthews, obviously, with the game winner, that was just a beautiful play. Like, I don't even know.
That play was sick.
I don't even know how he did that. Like, we were talking about
you give
tonight.
Me 100 times and I wouldn't be able to do it.
I don't know how he did that. Like, he like went forehand, backhand, forehand.
It looked very easy and what then, he did. And then like, the goalie was just like, oh yeah.
It's just, like, I don't
he made
do
it look so easy.
it was wild, but.
And then.
Yeah.
And then that bum McAvoy toe picked at the end of the game. It was great. He ain't doing shit.
But that game was super physical.
Yeah, that was a good game. That was a great game.
You got to think Toronto had to come out and answer because that's Boston's game against them is to just rough them up and get them off their game because they're getting just thrown around. So Toronto had to come back and say, hey, you're not going to be able to do that to us and get nothing, like expect nothing out of us.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's a good response from Toronto. That's actually a departure from their norm. Like the fact that they were able to answer is a good sign for them, honestly. Yes.
Especially the way that Boston just skated all over them in the first game. You would think, you know, the Toronto of 2 years ago, 3 years ago would have kind of wilted, right?
Probably.
But they definitely responded.
That was a good response.
That's interesting. I still have given up on them. Like, I don't think, right? Like,
I don't think they're actually going to make it, but
you know, it's,
I mean, it is Toronto. I mean, come on,
but we've talked about all this.
Losers until they prove otherwise.
Exactly. We've talked about all this before too. Like, you're a loser until you're not, right? So,
yep, pretty much. Like, their window wide open. Why can't they get through it?
But, I mean, they got all those guys, like, and Nylander isn't even playing yet.
All those guys,
yeah,
right.
So
yeah, a lot of dudes. Yeah,
they're missing weapons. Yeah, they. That's what their thing is. They got dudes. Well, they've got some guys, but they need dudes.
They have a lot of guys. They don't have a lot of dudes.
They have a lot of guys.
Yeah. They have some dudes.
They need to be 100% dudes. They're dude all dudes. Low. Oh, man.
Time out for just a second while we hear about our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The chase for the Stanley Cup is on, and if you're looking to light the lamp, nothing beats the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. From the start of playoff beards all the way till the hoisting of the cup, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/ice for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Copyright NHL 2024, all rights reserved.
Pure Hockey has the best hockey equipment, accessories, and apparel on the market to take your game to the next level. Maybe it's time to ditch that old stick and start the year with a fresh twig. Maybe it's time to refresh your NHL wardrobe for the race to the playoffs. Pure Hockey has it all. Whether it's training aids, the latest sticks and skates, or your favorite team's gear, get your hockey shopping done at Pure Hockey and use our affiliate link at beersinthelot.com/purehockey.
The surprises question, right? All the matchups, right. I feel like, are pretty good. Like, even the lower teams, like, I feel like they're good matchups. So,
yeah,
you know, I think, you know, some of these series are 2-0 or 0-2, depending on how you look at it. I don't think it's going to be that way that long, because I feel like the games are pretty close, you know. You know, we talked about Carolina and the Islanders, but the Islanders were up 3-0. Mm-hmm. If they find a way to, you know, hold them to 3-2, or, you know, I don't know who was in net, but if they make a stop, you know, that series is even.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Despite Carolina's dominance in the game. So, you know, who knows? And even Washington tonight, like,
they put up a fight. I thought they were coming. I thought they were going to score towards the end.
They got a couple power play goals. They got a shorty scored against them, which is probably the difference.
Big special teams night.
Right.
For both sides.
And, you know, in the first game, it was really like 2 minutes that the Rangers scored all the goals in. And after that, it was a boring ass game. I was talking to Goody on Sunday after we played, big Rangers guy. And he was like, that game was so boring. I was like, yeah, dude, I don't even know why I was watching it, because it was so, it was like, there was nothing happening.
Because it's playoff hockey, that's why.
I guess. I don't know. I just think it's the way that the teams match up. There's
nothing else on. You could watch, like, you know, Pawn Stars or something, I guess.
But it just, you know, and I didn't get to watch tonight, obviously, but, you know.
By the numbers, it looks like it was a close game, though.
It was a close game. 25-27
shots.
Yeah, I watched the second and third period. Yeah, it was a close game.
So they're, you know, even that matchup, which, you know, Washington shouldn't even be there. Like, they shouldn't be in the playoffs, but
here they are.
They're kind of, you know, even
here we are.
Even down 0-2, like, they're kind of right there. So yeah. Who knows?
Hockey, man. Anything can happen.
Who knows?
It's coming back to Washington. Who knows what can happen at home?
The second Colorado-Winnipeg game is wild right now. Like, the Jets just scored in the second period. Cale Makar just, or I don't know who got this goal. Somebody shot. Lehkonen got it. I don't know. So the Jets go down and score. Or no, they hit the post, goes back the other way, and it's like these guys are just flying around, just putting goals in like it's OFPG.
Yeah, the game was fast.
Oh, those guys. It's, yeah.
It's, I mean, but they're scoring like at an OFBG pace. Like, it's
yeah. That game's going to be 7-8 to 7.
Well, it was 7-6, wasn't it? The first game in this series was 7-6.
Yeah, it was a beer league score.
That's
an
OFBG score.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, who got that?
That's funny. Lehkonen got it.
Yeah, Lehkonen tipped it in off Makar. But, like, they're just flying around.
Yeah. Now, one thing I like is Hyman getting a Hattie in the first game.
Yeah, oh, man.
I love it. It's like a big middle finger. Like, it's like,
shut up.
Yeah, and I poo-pooed him when John and I did the bonus episode. I poo-pooed him because I was like, Hyman can't be the difference. And guess what? Guess what?
Oh, man. Whoops-a-daisy.
Oh, man.
He probably heard that. He's like, I'll show you, Riggs.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't the game win. He didn't get a game winner, though. Dreis got a game winner.
I think
he
had
three goals, though.
The game was like 7-3, 7-4, something like that.
Zach Hyman scored a hat trick in the playoffs.
First game of the playoffs after all these people were like, oh, they don't count.
It's not a real 50. It's not a real 50.
Like, I totally get, though, what you were saying, you poo-pooed him, but the reason why is because, okay, he's getting goals that you're probably, like, yes, the 50 had a theme. And those goals are kind of not going to happen as often in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like,
you're thinking he's not going to get that much space in front of the net. Like
my
that.
Thing is more about,
that's what,
like,
I'm thinking.
But the game gets tighter in the playoffs, right?
The
like they say, the rink shrinks, right? Like in the playoffs, right?
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
less
physical.
There's less time and space because it's more physical because it's a short season tournament, right? And so my thing is, I didn't feel like he's going to have the same success that he had in the regular season. And I still kind of don't, even though he had the three goals in that first game. Right. It's just one game. And
that would be so great. The Oilers just win the Stanley Cup, comes out. He's the MVP.
He gets a Conn Smythe.
Yeah. That would be insane. Yeah. They get the Conn Smythe.
Yeah. Guess what? Everybody keeps
for 19 goals in the playoffs. Yeah. Also, I just looked, and one of his goals was scored in the blue paint.
But that's what he does, and it's fine.
There was no one by him. They gave him all kinds of space. So you know what? Fuck you, Kings. If you're going to give that guy that kind of space when he just put up 50 that way, like, you got to cover him.
Also, fuck you, Kings, for, you know, I felt like they were going to put up a little bit of a fight here. And again, it's only one game.
Yeah.
But
one game.
Yeah. I felt like, you know, it's time for them to kind of get over the proverbial hump here and like figure it out, right, and get back to it. Cause like that team like is not, good.
I feel like they're not a very offensive. Like, I feel like they don't have those offensive weapons. Like,
yeah,
Oilers do. So I mean, like, if you're gonna get in a shootout with the Oilers, like,
yeah, but
you're
gonna the Oilers are so like two dimensional. They're not one dimensional. They're like two dimensional. Okay, Zach Hyman, but it's really it's really Dreisaitl and McDavid.
Well,
and they
yeah.
and they didn't that roster didn't change that much.
Well, McDavid had five assists, so like he's definitely driving the play
exactly, which he should. Yes, right. Mm-hmm. And you're not expecting, you're not expecting Zach Hyman to finish like every play.
Right.
right.
But if
he gets 10 chances, you know, he might get 3 goals.
Right.
Yeah. Might get 3 goals.
Yeah.
If you're going to let McDavid feed him all night, then he's probably going to pot a few.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. Battle of Florida is shaping up pretty good.
Oh, that series.
Who won tonight?
Yep.
Florida did overtime.
Florida did.
Kachuk
3-2. Same as last game was 3-2.
Matthew Kachuk got
nice.
Yeah.
Colorado just scored.
Colorado scored again. Well, of course they just scored.
Oh no, it was Verhaeghe. It was Verhaeghe.
But still, either way, they're going to overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, Colorado scored. It's OPG.
Yeah.
But
Erod, Evan Rodriguez. Look at that. I like him a lot, by the way.
Yeah,
I like Erod a lot. He's
sick move. Penguins getting rid of him.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, fuck them.
But no, yeah. Florida and Tampa, man.
Oh, that series.
3-2 games now. Like, they are. And the hits, my God.
It's a battle.
The hits numbers are insane this game. Or in these games. It's great. Love to see it.
It's awesome. Even though
twice as many hits as other games, other series going on.
Even though it's 2-0 Florida, like, it's super close. So now, like, they were, you know, first two games, Florida holds serve, goes back to Tampa. Who knows what happens? You know, Vazzy.
Right.
Vazzy shuts them out.
The weapons, I mean.
Or Tampa's, whatever. And Tampa's playing well.
They've been there before.
Pointer, Stammer, Kucherov, all the cats. Like, they're.
Can't go wrong.
Oh, man.
Hedman still hitting people in their head.
Still solid.
Still solid, dude. No, not really. But, you know. It's Victor Hedman. I mean, his name is synonymous with defense. Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like this generation of players, Nick Lidstrom. Like, that's where he's at now, right?
That is a really good comparison, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. Exciting times. It's this time of year. The best time of year.
The first round, by the way. The first round of the playoffs.
The first round is so exciting.
Three games on every night for at least a week. Yep. And then it kind of.
And then it slows a bit in terms of like the total quantity.
Yeah.
You could say the quality sort of improves, but you could make that argument. But quantity of dudes early on in the playoffs is just so high.
Quantity
the
of
dude
dudes
quotient
battling.
Is up there.
All the dudes.
All the dudes. All right, that's it for this one. Thank you for your listen and for your support. We appreciate all of your likes and ratings and reviews and subscriptions on the various podcatchers. Keep them coming. We appreciate every single one of them. I know I speak for the rest of the guys when I say have a good one, and we'll catch you next week when our new episode drops on Wednesday. See ya.